Bloomberg Philanthropies recently announced a new $250 million investment to create healthcare-focused high schools in partnership with health systems around the country in order to address an expected shortage of healthcare workers. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Just Healthcare Daily. It's Monday, March 4th. Thanks so much for joining us. But of course, many hospitals and health systems already have various programs for engaging youth in their communities, with the goal of attracting them to a career in the healthcare industry. On today's episode, we highlight one major health system's long-standing community education program. I recently spoke with Selena Cunanan, Chief Diversity, Equity, and Belonging Officer at University Hospitals. She's also a certified midwife. She joins me to talk about how the Cleveland, Ohio-based health system engages with young people in its communities as part of its workforce development efforts. Here's our conversation. University Hospitals has made a pretty significant investment in educational programs and talent pipeline creation. Can you tell me more about what you've been doing in this space?
We're going into our ninth year this summer with our signature recruitment program for high school students, which is called UH Health Scholars. It's a six-year continuous internship that we welcome 50 rising 8th through 12th graders into UH and give them opportunities to explore careers in healthcare. When we first started back in, I believe, 2015, we really focused around development of and giving opportunities to high school students, particularly underrepresented in medicine students, so URIM students such as Black, Hispanic, Native American, Native Hawaiian, from local school districts, and giving them the opportunities to consider to get exposed to careers in healthcare. You know, because we know that it's really difficult for people to understand the path and thinking about, like, can they do it? So we hope to really empower kids to see people that look like them and having them share their journeys and their stories so that they can see that you can do it. But also peppering in there those experiences that we know will build a great resume for our kids going to college or entering into healthcare careers. So, you know, it's a 4-week program that we do in the summer. In which we give kids not only exposure to our clinicians, but also exposure to dissection labs and college visits and resume writing and social emotional learning. We teach them good stress management skills and yoga and all of these things, which really make it a very rich and enriching experience for the kids who participate.
Over the last 9 years, what sort of impact have you seen with these programs and how have they evolved over time?
One of the things that's great about our program is, for me as a healthcare provider, right? Like, it gives me hope because we see that kids are just as excited as we once were about being in healthcare. And so it's really feeding on that excitement and understanding the challenges that they might experience that are either individual or lived experiences, and how do we help remove barriers to that pathway into a career in medicine. I said previously that we had started the program really focused on physicians, but as a non-physician, I'm a certified nurse midwife. When I kind of took over the space in 2021, I really wanted to make sure that we opened it up to other healthcare careers, because I think there's just this lack of knowledge for students and families and people who don't work in healthcare, or even people who do work in healthcare, about all the things you can do in healthcare. And so I think a lot of times people think I can be a doctor or a nurse and that's it. And there's, like, so much more that you can do. It wasn't until I was in my 20s that I realized I didn't have to go to medical school to still birth babies. And that was really my passion and my love. And I came from a long list of physicians, of obstetricians, of OB nurses in my family. And yet I still didn't know I could be a midwife and deliver babies in a hospital with a team, right? So that was an epiphany for me along my journey. And maybe had I known that early on, it would have saved me a little bit of a detour that I had to take along my own career and my educational process. So I think it's really important for us to expose kids to everything that they possibly can do in healthcare. And that's also really not on the clinical side. Sometimes we've heard from students who are like, I think I might be interested in law. All right, well, you know what? You could be a lawyer and also work in healthcare. And let me see if we can get somebody in front of you to talk about what they do. The business end, the marketing communications, government relations, and research. I mean, there's so much that we do. And particularly for those that don't know healthcare is the number one industry here in Cleveland. We're the second largest employer with 32,000 employees. The Cleveland Clinic is the largest employer. So between the two of us, we employ the largest amount of people here in Northeast Ohio. So I think we definitely have to be focused on creating these pipelines and these pathways for young people, for them to really see themselves in our organizations.
So one thing that stands out to me about these internships is that they are paid. Why was it important to university hospitals to make that particular financial investment, in addition to investing in the program itself?
So this program has always been a paid internship when we started it 9 years ago. It's our purposeful investment in dollars into the community and into the youth of our community. So we felt it was very important because we wanted to also for them to learn like good work ethics. Like if you come into your internship, you get paid for that day. If you don't come in, you're not going to get paid for that day, right? How that teaches them how to call off if they're not going to be able to be there. But one of the other things it does, what we're realizing too is that when you're 16 years old, you can get a job and you can get a summer job that pays you at least $15 an hour here in the state of Ohio, right? And we realized that we needed to be competitive. Before we'd pay, a stipend, just like a flat stipend. And we heard back, I think it was our second year doing this or our third year, in which one of our students who came back said, I really want to come back this year. But my mom said, I'm 16 and I have to get a job that pays me more. And so we made a really conscious decision at that point to be competitive. For those kids that are 16 and older, we pay them about $15 an hour. And then we have mentors for our students. We have about 10 mentors a year, and we pay them close to $18 to $20 an hour. And so that was really important and purposeful because we need to, yes, it's an opportunity for them to learn from us, but we also never want our kids to have to make a decision between something that would be really great and expose them to so much that they could do in the healthcare field or set them on a great path or get them inspired with, choosing to earn money to help support the family. So we don't want our kids to make those decisions if they really want to be here. So we really are really trying to be very thoughtful about making sure that these internships are paid, right? And also making sure that they know that we're their home base here in town. If they're interested in a career in healthcare, like we want you to always feel like you're well, like we are your home base when you go off to college, when you come back in the summer, or if you want to be a mentor, or when you finally graduated from college and you want to go to medical school, come back to us, right? Like we want to help you along that journey. And we've really stayed really connected with a lot of the kids who've graduated from our program and are now in college, or some of our mentors who are actually now in medical school.
I imagine then that these paid internships are highly competitive. So, for students that may have been excellent candidates who weren't ultimately chosen for the program, what other educational resources are available to them through university hospitals if they want to get a feel for a healthcare career?
We do turn away applicants, right? We do ask for their transcript. We ask for a recommendation letter. We look at their days of absence, and we try and do a holistic review of their application to really see if this is somebody that would be successful in the program, that would attend, and then also helping to see if they have any barriers that would prevent their attendance, but they're very engaged. How can we help overcome them? For the kids that we aren't able to take, we do try and have, while Health Scholars is for 4 weeks over the summer, we really talk about it as a year-long program. And so what we try and do is every other month to have these opportunities and touch points with the scholars. And sometimes we also open that up to other kids who have been involved in our program. And like, say we have somebody who's going to talk about, walk us through what a cardiac cath looks like. They're going to show us a recording of that. And somebody from our Harrington Heart and Vascular Institute is going to do that for us. It's something that we want to make available for all students so that they can learn. And so we'll open those opportunities up, not just to our scholars, but also to students who've been in touch with the program or anyone who's applied to our programs. Other things that they're be involved in, you know, based off the success of what we've done with Health Scholars, last year we launched a Future Nurses Academy in partnership with our chief nursing executive, which is Michelle Hereford, a fabulous partner, and her incredible team. And they've done a kind of a two-week, a very similar model, two-week paid internship last year to pilot. They had about 25 slots and they had about 430 applicants within 3 weeks. So they had to turn a lot of people away as well. So, but that's another school and program that we've developed. They're expanding that program this year to increase the number of slots they have and partnering with different nursing schools in the area on the East, West, and downtown in Cleveland as well. But for those kids who are maybe, we try and, you know, make sure that we have those opportunities open. In October, for the last 2 years, we've done a youth summit. We've done this in partnership with Black Men in White Coats. They partner with one organization in one city, only one city every year, to make sure that we're providing opportunities for kids to get exposed to healthcare careers. We rebranded last year to say it was Future Shades in Medicine. And we worked this in partnership with our affiliation with Cleveland Browns and had it at Brown Stadium. We had about probably 16 clinical departments that showed up and people that took, you know, a whole Saturday out of their day after a very long, busy work week to really engage with these kids and get them super excited about what they do. So these kids were delivering babies at the OBGYN station. They were drilling bones. They were talking about neurosurgery and so eye-opening, and not just what it did for the community, for the kids and the parents who were just thrilled about this, but what it did for the people who attended, who are our employees, who said, this was the best thing I've done all year. Like, this is the reason why I went into healthcare, is to be able to inspire, to care for people and to inspire kids that look like me to do what I do. So that to us was really, really very meaningful.
University Hospitals is also working with a technology company called WorkUp Health. And that partnership allows you to provide more continuous engagement with students via an app, in addition to the initiatives you're already working on. Can you talk more about your partnership with WorkUp?
Yeah, it's a great point. And we were able to launch WorkUp. We've been working with a company called WorkUp, and we launched it for the first time at our youth summit in October. And it's been we've been working on that behind the scenes, kind of building the content for this app, which is really looking towards exposing kids to all the different things they can do in healthcare. So often our office gets, I think I have a high school student who might be interested in being a doctor. Can they shadow one of your physicians? And yes, a lot of our physicians do say yes, but it's not really good use of their time. And it's very disparate. Like, it's just these one-offs. If you ask and you call, we really want to level the playing field and make it equitable for everyone. So that's why launching an app was like a really, when WorkUp came to us, and they've really researched and said, there's really nothing like this out there in the country right now. And looking at this, we knew that it was something that we wanted to be a part of and help to create some of that content. So, you know, this is an opportunity for kids who might be interested or just think it's doctor or nurse. You can actually go on this app and say, I could be a midwife. I could be a psychologist. I could be a sports trainer. I could be an occupational therapist. There's all these things that they don't know. On this app, we give them information around how much years of education it'll take, what that cost of the education would be, what your salary could be as you move forward, where are there programs in your area, where are there scholarship opportunities. You know, and one of the fun things we do is we utilize teenagers' language, which we know is TikTok. And so we utilize TikTok and creating TikToks to give people a glimpse in the day of the life of that particular specialty. So it's been super fun to work with them. We're very aligned in our goals about what we want to see. And I think to myself, I always go back to my own experience, like as somebody who came from a healthcare family, gosh, I wish I would have had this when I was younger, right? And it would have helped me along my journey in figuring that out, that I didn't want to go to medical school.
That was Selena Cunanan, Chief Diversity, Equity, and Belonging Officer for University Hospitals in Cleveland, Ohio. She joined me to talk about how her health system engages with young people in its communities as part of its workforce development efforts. Next Tuesday, we'll hear the second part of our conversation, where we talk more about the potential return on investment in these programs, both for the health system and for the community at large. Be sure to join us. This has been Just Healthcare Daily from Kauffman Hall. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the podcast. We'll be back with healthcare business and policy news updates tomorrow, as always, in 10 minutes or less. In the meantime, you can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at justhealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Gist Weekly.